everyone. We are back with Annette Ahlstrom. She is the mother of 10 and has been married to her sweetheart for 36 years. She's been giving us all kinds of great advice and wisdom about dating your spouse after you're married. So we will get to that in a minute.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
All right, our awkward dating moment this week is brought to you from Annette herself. She's going to share with us one of her awkward dating moments.
Okay, so when I first met my husband, I had met somebody else that he grew up with, and the other guy set up a group date for the 24th of July.
Okay.
And he was from the same town as my husband, and he told me that everybody from that town would be going.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. And he's like, Dave's going to be there too. So I said, okay, well, the week before, he told me it was a date, and that I said yes.
What?
And I was like, what? And I just met Dave, and it was going to be our first day off where we could go on a date together.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did not want to go with this guy, but my friends were like, you just need to go. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I couldn't get out of it. So the night before, this guy wanted me to go pick out the picnic for our date.
Okay.
And I got off work at 10, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. We'll just go get the picnic, and we'll just do the date. Because I didn't even want to go on the date. Well, anyway, I'm driving home from work, and it's dark, and there's headlights right behind me. Some annoying person was tailgating me.
Oh, no.
And I get to the stop light before my house, and it was Dave.
Oh. He was following you?
He was following me home to say hi to me before, because he knew I got off late, and he was coming home from soccer practice. Well, this other guy, he did not let me tell him I didn't want to go get the picnic. So he just told me he was going to pick me up after work. So I sat at the stop sign because I didn't know what to do. Because I thought, that guy's going to be at my house. And then Dave's going to think I don't like him and that I like the other guy.
Don't you hate all that?
Oh, we get to the house. And I lived with a family back then. And they had three sisters my age that were really fun. But anyway, I told Dave, I was like, we've got to get out of here. You know, this guy's going to be here any minute now.
You were telling Dave, you guys.
And so we ran in the house. And he sat down and played on the piano while I ran to get my stuff. And I told the mom, when this other guy comes, you need to tell him I'm still at work. And she's like, I can't lie. And the sister's like, I'll lie for you. Because they liked
you. You liked him so much, you would lie for him.
Anyway, so we ran out to the car, and he couldn't find his keys. He'd left them on the piano. So we're just running, and we're all in suspense, and we're laughing. And he's all sweaty in his soccer uniform. And so anyway, we take off. And I'm just watching in the back of the window to see if this other guy's going to come. I've never done
you
this before.
You and Dave just took off in the car? Off. And you ditched your date?
Yeah. Well, because I didn't want to go with
him. Yeah, no kidding.
He just said he was coming, and I was going to have to be with him the whole next day already. So,
So it wasn't your date.
It wasn't our date, but he wanted to do another date before the date.
That's so hilarious.
So anyway, so then we're in the car, and Dave's like, what are we going to do? And I was like, well, let's go shopping for our picnic. So we get to the store, and he's like, okay, where's the spam aisle?
Oh, he's going to get the grossest picnic ever.
I know. That's what Dave said. But anyway.
That's so funny.
And then we went to Denny's after to get a milkshake because the guy was still there.
Oh, no.
And Dave was telling me, yeah, the only time my dad's ever been really mad at me was when I ditched my date. And I was like, I hadn't even met his dad yet. So I was like, do not tell him. But anyway, that's our awkward date.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Yeah. We laugh about
it. That just shows you how much you liked him.
Yeah.
How interested you were. That's so funny. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
And we left off last episode with talking about the empty nest stage. So my question was, what are some suggestions for couples facing the empty nest stage? Maybe they don't even know each other anymore, or they don't even like each other anymore. So you had some more suggestions for us?
Yeah, you can take advantage of the empty nest stage. Let's say that we like each other at the empty nest stage.
Okay.
So, like, you know what? You can, like, make out in a different room of your house.
Wow.
And you don't have
spicy.
To.
Spicy.
I know. Is that okay?
Yes, yes.
And you don't have to worry about being quiet.
Oh, that's true.
When you have 10 kids. I mean, we still have 3 kids at home, so we're going to be old people before we can do that. But
hopefully
anyway.
You can still make out when you're old.
But no, it's fun to, like, just flirt with each other still. Mm-hmm. You know, keep the romance alive and just don't forget to have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps you from becoming roommates.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're roommates, you're just like passing ships.
That's true.
You're just cohabitating.
You don't really care about each other. You don't really care about talking to each other.
Yeah. And it's not so much that you don't care, but you've gotten to where you don't have the chance to do that. Like, you know, so then when you have, you're an empty nest, it's like, what do we talk about now?
Yeah. Especially since I think a lot of times you end up talking about your kids.
Yeah.
And so when they're gone, maybe that, you know, you need something else to talk about. Mm-hmm.
And my husband is a quiet guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've joked with him a lot because I told him if he was as quiet, because he's happy to go on a date with me and just be in the car and not really talk.
Mm-hmm.
And to sit at the restaurant and not really talk. And I like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you need to talk to me, you know? Anyway, somebody told me about the talking point cards couples card game. And a therapist has written the questions for this.
Oh.
And they've designed it to help you get to know your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this, and he's really good to play this game. And it's got different categories that you can choose from.
Can I read one of these?
Yeah.
Okay, so I picked out of one of the categories, and it says, if a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be, and who would play you? Oh, that's good, because it's not just like a... It's not just a one-word answer. Yeah. It creates a conversation.
And some of them is what... One of the questions we got the other night was, what's your pet peeve that I do?
Did he say one that you do? Or did
he did say one that I did. And the good thing about these, you have to make sure you allow your spouse to show up. So it might make them feel sad or a little surprised. And you need to allow that.
Yeah. That's good. That's
you need to
that's
not
good
be
advice.
Surprised. And you need to even watch your body language, because I think I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently my body language isn't good. So I need to work on that, because if you don't, then your spouse won't tell you things.
Yes. And you then, want that open communication and the vulnerability. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. So how often do you play this game, or do you just ask a question?
Well, we went on an overnighter and we took it to our overnighter.
Oh, okay.
And we'll just take it. So we like to do the questions like before a date.
Oh, okay.
So before we get out of the car, we'll do 5 questions.
Oh, okay.
And there's other conversation starter games and cards that you can get.
Mm-hmm. Does Dave enjoy these?
You know what? He will say, let's get the talking cards.
Oh, good. Well, that's
so
a good sign.
So it's been good because he can tell that it's helping our relationship.
And it probably gives him like a topic or he doesn't have to come up with the question. I think that's good, because sometimes, you know, your mind goes blank, because the guy that I'm dating is like, sometimes it's like, I just want to ask him questions, but then I can't think of a like I've asked him before or whatever.
Well,
so I think these are good. They're not ones that I would typically ask.
Yeah, when I joked with him before about, you need to talk to me on a date, I was like, if you was like this on our first date, I would never go out with you again. I was like, why don't you flirt with me and catch me again, like you did.
That's good that you asked him to.
Yeah. And so then he would say, look at how green and pretty the mountains are. Or he'd talk about a sports score or the weather. So I told him, that's really cool that you're asking me those things, but let's talk about some other things. I wanted to know his hopes and dreams.
Okay.
I was like, it doesn't have to be deep. It could be like what you want to plant in the garden this summer.
Oh,
you know, it doesn't have to be a deep...
Yeah, like a lifelong hope or dream.
Yeah.
It can just be a one in the next few months or something.
Yeah, or even for the day.
Hmm. That is good. That is really good. What are some dating ideas that don't cost a lot of money? Because sometimes, especially when you've got a lot of kids or little kids, you're just starting out and it's hard to have the money to go.
Yeah. Actually, the dates that don't cost very much money are the most creative and the most fun.
Yes, and I would have to agree with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can do frisbee golf. There's frisbee golf courses everywhere. You can do a river walk. We like to walk the river. There's a lot of pathways along the river. This is a fun one. You could just pretend like you have a massage parlor at your house and each other a massage.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, and kind of just learned different things that are good to help relax your muscles and to make a good massage. Like, don't go too fast.
Yeah.
You know, go more slow and calming. And you can use essential oils. You can use some of the massage oils. That is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so you actually get to where you can do good massages. And with that, I did an energy healing class. And when you rub your feet, you know how good it feels?
Yeah.
You get negative energy stuck and stale energy stuck in your feet. Mm-hmm. And so as you massage and pull that off, you're helping them to just be healthier emotionally and mentally.
And it probably gives you more energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And then you could do a picnic at a park. You know, you could make a picnic or you could just do takeout and eat at the park.
Mm-hmm.
You can play games like the talking point card games. They have some really fun games. I like Skull King and some card games that are really fun. It's really a fun game. Sometimes you can get annoyed with each other. But it's good because you can laugh. The fun thing about playing games is deciding what the loser owes the winner.
Oh, so when that spices it up a little.
Yeah, it does, because then you get really competitive, and you're not just playing a game.
That is good.
You want to
win
the game.
Are you competitive? Obviously, Dave is, because he's
sports. Well, I don't mean like competitive in a bad way, but more like flirting and laughing and like, oh my gosh, you know, you got that. You know, I better get ahead.
Yeah, I probably would trash talk.
So when we were newlyweds, it would be whoever lost had to do the dishes for the week.
I would be super competitive about that.
And when I was pregnant, it was like I wanted a foot massage because my feet would be so sore.
Yeah.
So, and then I would do a creative date. He owed me a creative date if he lost. So he did a creative date one time. He took me hiking along the mountain.
Oh, wow.
And it was dinner time. And I was kind of annoyed with him because we had nothing.
Because you were hungry.
And it was time to eat dinner, and we're hiking up this mountain.
And then you're burning more calories when you need to eat them.
And I'm like, I don't even know. And he likes to hike fast.
Oh.
And I'm short. You know, I'm 5'3". And he's 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So he likes to get to the destination as fast as he can. And I don't want to be the wimp. So I'm like, let's look at the beautiful scenery so I can get a breath. Well, anyway, so I was kind of being annoyed with him. And he was like 10 feet in front of me. I have to remind him, get back here and hold my hand.
Yeah, you're like, whose date is this anyways?
But we were on a trail that was a narrow path. But anyway, I kind of felt bad after that. I was kind of annoyed with him because he had gone up earlier in the day and left a cooler chest at the campground.
What?
So when we got there, he built a fire. He had everything for the dinner.
Oh my goodness.
So then I was
like,
I had
such
to really.
A rat.
I know. So sometimes we just need to be careful and not read in between the lines and be careful what we're thinking something is because it's usually not what we think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so romantic of him.
That is so romantic. So I'm impressed.
I went from being so annoyed to being,
I love you so much.
And
that's
he never knew that I was annoyed at him.
Well, he's going to know now if he listens to my podcast.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Well, good. That's so fun. But that makes it a lot of fun to have like a little competition.
And you can even write ideas down and cut up the strips and stick them in a quart jar and then pick one out.
Like you could both write ideas that you would want to do. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And then you just pick them out. So it could be kayaking.
Uh-huh.
You know, just going up to a lake by you and kayak.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or
walking around
along
the lake.
The mountain.
Yeah.
You just have to take that risk.
And you can Google creative date ideas. And they have an adventure book that has creative date ideas in it. But one of them is to cook a dessert blindfolded. So the person that's blindfolded has to do the ingredients. And then the spouse tells them what to do.
Oh.
And guides their hands to where they need to go to get the flour.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. So
and then you spend the rest of the night cleaning up the mess.
Yeah.
So together.
The sky's the limit, really.
That's cool. And I think thanks to the internet, you could find a lot of good, fun, creative. You know, you said you looked in the paper for free events and things like that. I know that like on Facebook or places like that, they also have events going on. Like, I'll just look up and say, okay, I want to see what's going on around me, near me in October. And so it shows day by day on a calendar. And that's a lot of fun. They have a lot of cool things.
And it keeps it fun.
Yeah, they have a lot of things that you wouldn't normally do if you were just going to think of going on a date.
And I'm not sure if I mentioned this in the podcast before, but we don't tell each other what we're doing. We just tell them, be ready on this date at this time in these clothes.
Oh, wow.
So we just surprise them and tell them.
Are they allowed to say that they don't enjoy it if you end up doing something that...
Well, some of the hikes that we went on, they were a little bit overgrown because they hadn't been on them for a while.
Mm.
And I thought, if there's a snake in here, we're not going to see it. And I was like 6 months pregnant the one time.
Oh, no.
So I quit saying I wanted a creative date.
Or I will do the creative date.
Yeah.
And it won't include hiking.
So
that's so funny.
I think that's part of being vulnerable, being honest with each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Next question is, what advice would you give a couple who's struggling to want to spend time together? That might go along with the one before where...
Yeah. Well, I did have somebody mention, sometimes we say we don't have time or we're getting distant and becoming roommates and ships passing in the night. And as we do this, we'll be less connected. And when you're not connected, you don't have a desire to be connected. So you need to make it a priority. Sometimes we say we don't have time to date or we don't have time. So they say to phrase it this way, instead of saying, I don't have time to learn how to be closer to my spouse or to plan a date or to go on a date. It's like, it's not my priority.
Yes.
How does that sound?
Yeah.
Because we can always find time.
That's true. You find time for the things that you want to.
And if you're not connected, practice showing gratitude to your spouse. So in the last podcast.
That seems fairly easy.
Yeah. Like finding gratitude, like send them a text, you know, thanks for, you know, or I really appreciate this about you. And you're going to start growing a bond with each other. Is what you focus on grows.
Oh.
You know, when you pass them, touch their shoulder.
Or high five.
Pat their leg or high five. We were drifting apart and becoming distant just because life was so busy. But when we took the time to give each other a kiss goodbye before they went to work and when they got home.
Yeah.
And they say just a 30-second kiss on the cheek. But they have done studies and a kiss will calm you down. It will make you feel loved. It will lower your cortisol. Hormone, which is your stress hormone.
Yeah. I read something about, like, is it like an 8-second kiss or 10-second kiss or something? Yeah.
Try to get some touch in there, even if it's like a pat on the knee or or rubbing their shoulders or...
Just some way touching
or
them.
Or wink at them. If you don't feel comfortable, just give them a wink. Flirt with them.
Okay.
Be fun. When we were starting to be more distant, we were at Walmart in the parking lot and we had bought pillows. And I just started smacking my husband with the pillow. And we were so, like, not flirting and just not fun anymore. And he just kind of looked at me like, what is wrong with
you? What are you doing? What did I do?
And then he saw me smiling, so then he started hitting me with the pillow. And it was fun. So even if you have to have a pillow fight.
Okay. That is good. Those are some great, great suggestions. But we're out of time. And thank you so much for being on my podcast, Annette. It was so much fun. And you've given me some great tips for when I get married again. I am excited to implement those someday. Okay, so Annette, you have your own podcast, right?
Yeah.
And what is it called and what is it about?
It's Become the Warrior You're Meant to Be with Annette Alstrom. And it's about mindfulness and being aware of the way our mind goes and the thoughts we have and just being there for us. And to cut out the negative.
Oh, that's awesome.
And how to feel your feelings and not resist them. And how to be okay when things aren't okay.
Okay. Those type of things or that your podcast goes right along with, I'm sure that would help couples in their marriage.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Okay. For everybody out there, but especially you married couples, happy dating.
Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.